Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KCBS, in partnership with UCSF Health, presents As Prescribed, a weekly conversation with leading medical experts from UCSF Medical Center and UCSF Benioff Children's Hospitals. Pelvic yoga, it's becoming increasingly popular among women who, as they age, start to develop pelvic health problems. Now, up until now, there's been little research on its effectiveness, but now researchers at UCSF have just wrapped up a study that looks into its benefits. For more, KCBS's Patty Rising spoke with Dr. Allison Wong, Director of Research in the Division of General Internal Medicine at UCSF Health.
Doctor, we're talking about in urinary incontinence in women. How common is it?
Well, it's incredibly common. I think much more than many people realize. So, urine incontinence affects probably at least a third of women in midlife and older, perhaps a half or more of women in older age. I think many women don't feel comfortable talking about this problem. Many clinicians don't ask about this problem. So I think it's much more common than is widely recognized because many of the people who are suffering from it don't bring it up.
So women have been told, some of them, right, that that yoga can help. This certain type of yoga can help. So you looked into that. We need to talk about what this particular is. Pelvic yoga, what is it? Is it different than regular yoga?
Yes. So, there are many different forms of yoga out there. Broadly, I think the most commonly practiced yoga is hatha yoga in general, which does involve practicing physical postures or poses. So we did do a study that was focused on a form of hatha yoga that was meant to be tailored towards women's pelvic floor. Women were taught to practice standard hatha yoga poses or postures or asanas, as one might say, but in a way that was thought to be helpful for them to become more aware of the structures of their pelvic floor that supports the bladder, that was meant to improve just their general muscle fitness and conditioning, and also maybe help improve sort of overlying perceived stress, anxiety, and some associated sort of what we call autonomic nervous system changes that could affect their bladder control. So at heart, it was focused on yoga techniques that are widely practiced in the community, but with a little bit more recognition of like what might be helpful to women who have urinary incontinence, and also what might be most safe and feasible for women in midlife and older age.
So you looked into whether it actually made the condition better. What did you find out?
So this was a trial in which women were randomly assigned either to engage in this pelvic floor yoga program for 3 months, or they were randomly assigned to engage in a comparator program, which didn't involve yoga, but involved general muscle stretching and strengthening exercises, to strengthen the arms and the legs and core body. And in that program, like, spend as much time on being instructed and practicing general muscle exercises compared to sort of pelvic yoga techniques. I'd say we found that both groups reported a pretty impressive improvement in their urinary incontinence over 3 months. So these were all women who were having incontinence at least once a day. In fact, like the average woman in our study was having urine leakage more than 3 times a day. And in the pelvic yoga group, you know, women reported that over 3 months, the frequency of their urine incontinence improved by more than 60%. As it happened in the general muscle conditioning program, women also reported pretty impressive improvements in incontinence, close to 50% from baseline, for example. So, you know, the difference between the pelvic yoga group and the general muscle conditioning group wasn't that large. We couldn't be sure that the difference, you know, couldn't have occurred by chance. So, you know, we concluded this pelvic floor yoga program, even if the women in the group practicing it perceived it as being very helpful to them, we couldn't really conclude that it was actually uniquely better in improving incontinence than engaging in regular general muscle conditioning exercises for the same amount of time.
Were you surprised by the findings?
Well, we were a little surprised. You know, we did think that the pelvic floor yoga program, you know, being tailored a little bit more to women's awareness of their pelvic floor, might be superior than general physical conditioning. But, you know, this is sort of part of an effort to try and really advance a kind of more multidimensional model of what affects bladder control in women with aging. You know, most treatments that we have out there, clinical treatments, for example, they're very much focused on the bladder or the urinary tract or the pelvic floor. But, you know, for older women, I think incontinence can be influenced by a lot of other aspects of women's health and conditioning and behaviors and environment, rather than being caused by a sort of single defect in the bladder or the pelvic floor or the urethral sphincters. You know, we do think that changes in women's overall physical functioning, mental functioning, play a role in their bladder control. And, you know, that was in some ways, right, part of the theory behind pelvic yoga being beneficial in that it didn't, you know, address just one single contributor to women's bladder control. It could potentially address multiple contributors simultaneously. So in a way, it isn't that surprising if women in the general muscle stretching and strengthening exercise program also reported a lot of benefits.
So there wasn't just a narrow solution. There's a broader solution. And it sounds like moving around and stretching really helped, no matter what method you used.
I do. I think that's true. So this is not a new idea that urinary incontinence in older women and in older adults in general is a kind of multifactorial syndrome. You know, many people have noticed that, right, you know, changes in women's physical conditioning, activity levels, cognitive function kind of really overlap with the development of bladder problems in older adults. But we haven't really found good ways to, you know, turn this understanding into effective approaches for treatment yet. We don't really have good multi-component programs out there that are commonly used to help women improve their incontinence. And so I think this whole line of research was about trying to think about ways in which we can kind of leverage our understanding of incontinence as a multifactorial syndrome into better strategies for treatment.
As a result of what you found out from the study, what would your advice be, and has it changed, to women who are experiencing this problem? Just get around and move a little bit more.
Well, I think the study does provide encouraging signs that women who start out being more sedentary at baseline and having more incontinence, that engaging in any kind of physical movement based activity is likely to be helpful. Or there could be still like special aspects of the pelvic yoga that are more helpful for some women. But on the other hand, you know, pelvic floor yoga, it is a more specialized practice. Obviously, you know, one needs to find a kind of yoga teacher who can teach this technique, you know, practice the special postures, you know, use yoga props. And it is true that general sort of physical conditioning exercise, muscle stretching and strengthening exercise might be easier for some older women to do.
As prescribed is every Tuesday at 1:30 right here on the Bay Area's news station, All News 106.9 and AM 740 KCBS, and streaming on the Odyssey app. The proceeding was sponsored by UCSF.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.